Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to give you that sound. I wanted you to hear live behind the scenes audio of PJ Gallagher returning.
Sorry about that.
From the toilet.
I was having a slash. I didn't even know you were recording. I genuinely didn't.
I did it deliberately.
Oh, did you?
I did it deliberately so that people could hear it happening live. You know what I mean? They'd feel that they were genuinely kind of behind the scenes. None of this professionalism.
Nobody does that sort of stuff. Well, you didn't need to get me doing a slash to think I was unprofessional.
Literally, they're just barging in or whatever. You know, it's because you are a man for whom having a slash, it's very important.
It's very important.
And it's a multiple.
Especially at my age.
It's just...
I need amount of coffee you drink. Actually, I was in... Do you know something? I was recording a documentary the other day, right?
Yeah.
And a woman came up to me and she goes, I met you and I met Jim there a while back in Beaumont Hospital.
Oh.
And she said it like that. Beaumont
Hospital. Oh, because of your condition.
And yeah, and I was like, why'd you... I went, oh, I know what this is about. I went, this is when I had the problem with me wee-wee that it was coming out too much and Jim decided to make a piece out of it on the radio.
Mm.
And she went,
what do you mean piece out of it? Excuse me.
That's right.
Brought you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Was there side by side, shoulder to shoulder with a buddy who was undergoing
laughing at me and
no,
telling the whole time
with a buddy who was undergoing a serious midlife issue.
You and the other fella, the producer at the time, saying, you know what, they're going to have to stick get a whole hand with the bum nowadays, you
yeah,
do and all this.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
true
yeah.
By the way, all they do is do a blood test and it was out. They were devastated. It was so physically comfortable for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I know, you got away with tablets or something. I mean, that wasn't even
that was
wasn't
the same
part of the plan.
That was the same
I
day.
Thought amputation minimum.
Oh yeah, or amputation of the flu. Is that what you thought?
Well, you know, I thought that...
Amputation, imagine...
I thought it'd be something that'd have a bit of comedic value.
Imagine that. The doctor, we have to amputate. What? To amputate the flute. Because I'm weeing so much. Yep, the flute has to come off.
It's the only way.
It's not really, we can clean it. It's like a pipe cleaning service. We put it back on, but you'll be a week without it. You'll have to use gyms.
Yeah, just unscrew it there. Leave it with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just leave your Mickey with your wife when you're going out.
What is that about? I mean, you know, what is that about the whole kind of like the weeing thing?
What
you
do you
know,
mean?
When cold, you know that thing, we've said this
it
before.
It only happens when you get to a certain age.
Exactly. What yeah. is going on there? I mean, does everything just get weaker? So does the little whatever it is that's in your
no.
body that holds it back suddenly go, I can't do this anymore. I'm
no.
ancient. I've been doing this for years.
No, not
I'm going to have to let it go.
Definitely not. It's definitely the opposite of that. When you're young, all you're good for is, you getting bigger for romantic gymnastics and then going for to the toilet. But like now, at this age, you have so much more uses. I can tell the temperature.
What, using your willy?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Oh, what's the,
you know you'd be in trouble for that.
Under 10
You're not supposed to take it out.
I know, you're doing
you
it in the house.
You can't just stick it out
you're
and go
it in the, house. It's like
in the middle of O'Connell Street and go, I'd say it's about... Oh, that's a solid 8 degrees, I'd say.
No, Connell Street.
Yeah.
Is that steak done? Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean like that.
That'd be what? Excuse me, sir. What are you doing? I was just taking the temperature.
Yeah.
You know you're grand. I wouldn't say. I don't think it's even going to rain.
You know, I told a fella about that there was a tribe in the world. Remember, I told you that story before. I ended up using it as a
comedy show. Oh, the breed through
the
their cock.
The snorkel cockens.
Yeah.
That they hunt and they put their head underwater, but they leave their willies out and they use it as a snorkel. But they have to squeeze their testicles because if you don't, they act as miniature lungs and the air gets in and it'll like... So you have to squeeze them so the air goes into your chest. And I said, here's the best thing about it that you don't know. I said, if you're in a restaurant with someone and he starts choking, don't do CPR or any of that. Pull down his pants and blow into his flute and you can blow the lump of food.
They didn't believe that now.
He was there.
Who did you say that to?
I said, yeah, and you just make sure you hold it like a whistle and go right, blow into as hard as you can and the food will come out of the mouth. But you have to squeeze the balls. If you don't squeeze the balls, the air will go into them and you'll just blow them up like balloons.
And your man was saying, no way, are you serious?
Well, yeah, for a minute. And then he went, ah, fuck off, we can't that. Imagine someone did choke. Imagine you believe that someone was choking on the way home.
Oh my God.
I've got this. At least you don't have to do the kiss of life anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
There'll be lads everywhere in their house going, God love, I don't know. I think I've something stuck in my throat.
And you, get on your knees. Lie on your back quick.
Oh, yeah. Shock and carry on. But yeah, like the weird thing about it is all the things like cold or
yeah.
whatever, or a car journey, or
yeah.
like anything can bring it.
Or a walk.
You know the way that way when you're literally when almost every car journey you take is bookended by a slash.
Yes.
A slash before you go and a slash immediately when you get there.
Even if it's a 1 minute walk. Because there's been a change of temperature when, you know.
What is it about change of temperature?
I don't know.
I know sometimes that is a thing, like, it's, you know, but maybe if you're too hot, I would have thought.
But you become toddlers.
I know, would that be? No, I don't know.
You get to a certain age, you're toddlers again. Everyone goes, does everybody go, anyone needs to go to the toilet? No. I'll say it now. Everybody, have you gone to the toilet? Yeah. And just, okay, let's go. I need to go to the toilet. You're like, this is getting ridiculous. Yeah.
And then, of course, you do. There's there will or may possibly come a time where you go full toddler and go back to the old nappy thing.
I've used them.
What?
I'd use them for convenience. I see them on the kids. They're great. You don't feel the wet at all. Honestly, you take the nappies off the kids, their skin is as dry as a bone.
You would choose adult nappies. As opposed to the idea of actually having to go to a toilet.
Yeah, now not in me jeans. I'd wear a tracksuit and all, so I wouldn't look like
it
was wearing.
Oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think I...
So you going around like MC fucking Hammer with your adult nappy on. Fuck you.
Well, you know, if you're going for a few pints in the local...
What sort of pubs do you go to that don't have... What,
they
you just
do,
don't even,
I'm just...
Oh, yeah, no, I know what
I have a point. You don't, half it's gone, piss. Second half, piss. I'll get another one, piss. Yeah. Half it's gone, piss. And I'll finish it, piss.
So basically, you don't want to embarrass yourself by constantly going to the toilet. So you'd just rather wear...
It's inconvenience.
So you'd rather wear an adult nappy in a pair of oversized tracksuit buttons.
Just stand up off the stool, let it go, sit back down in the school, Smith there whenever you're ready.
Oh,
and then walk
God.
Home and you change once and it's done.
Brilliant.
I mean, like, convenience. Now, be careful what you wish for. I might have to walk around in nappies for some reason.
Why don't you get one of those things, you know, be like a funnel that you kind of sellotape to your... Don't sellotape, but whatever you do. That you affix somehow. Yeah. And it could just channel into a giant bag down your leg.
Yeah. You'd actually use the hole in the front of your underpants for the first time ever. I've never met a lad that uses the hole in the front of the underpants. Do you use the hole in the front of the underpants?
I don't have a hole in the front of my underpants. I wear proper modern boxer shorts.
How do you know which is the front?
What do you mean? Because it has the bulge to allow for the... You know what I mean?
Look at them. I can't have the bulge because the weight of me, Mickey, has been stretching the material
pants,
over
the
years.
Pants do.
Some of me cacks are 15 years old. You want to see the...
If you're not using something with a touch of lycra in it, then you're really not living.
If it wasn't the hole, I wouldn't know where the front was. In the middle of the... In the dark. Getting out of bed.
Really? That's how you suss out?
Yeah, you look for the... That's the only thing the hole is for, is it? Nobody puts anything through it.
No.
Do
well,
they?
Well, I don't
what
know.
What sort of
maybe.
Underpants do you have to have? Are you just wearing knickers?
What are you talking about? Boxer shorts, you know what I mean? Like your whoever, your Calvin Kleins or your whatever that have...
But there's no hole.
Oh, some of them do. Some of them do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, business support is always a good thing. And as you say, if nobody uses it, if you're going to whip it out over the top or out through the leg or whatever, what's the point?
Leg.
What's the point?
That'd be some shock, wouldn't it? You go into this pub and he's saying, oh, Dad, bursting for a slash. Yeah, what's the crack? And he just pulls his cats down to his ankles and whips his wheelie out under the leg. Stands there next to you. Oh, see, that's a mad match that we're watching, isn't it? Yeah, you'd be there going, what on earth? Yeah.
Imagine that, though. Imagine walking in somewhere and a lad at a urinal and them actually down around his ankles.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That'd be just fucking...
I did see something like that before, yeah.
What?
Yeah. He didn't know, though. And there was another... And
what
this,
do you mean he didn't know?
He didn't know.
Right.
He was an elf.
What did he think was supposed
was an elf
to happen?
And he thought his trousers... He didn't know how everything had come down. I remember years ago, a neighbour of ours, right? This is terrible, right? A neighbour of ours, an elf lad, he went up to do the gutters, clean out the gutters, you know.
Right.
And he was up the ladder. And he was a very proud elf, like type of fella you'd always have a shirt and tie on. So even when he was out with his pants, like his work pants, he had a short tie and everything.
Right.
And he's out cleaning the gutters and he had his hands up and all, and he was up on his tippy toe and his trousers fell around his ankles. And he didn't know.
He didn't know his trousers fell
down. Honestly, he didn't know. And he was walking away. And
how skinny was this fucker that his trousers fell down just because he put his hands in the air?
He was skinny, yeah.
Jesus.
And my ma had to go over and say, Mr., you know, your trousers are down. And he was like, oh, Jesus. And he was mortified, right? But then... He couldn't just bend down and pick them up because the wall was in front of him.
Because he was on a ladder, yeah.
And he couldn't get down the ladder because his feet were tied together. So he was, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my. And he couldn't. He couldn't get his leg back and he couldn't get down the
steps. So did somebody have to climb up?
Yeah, I did.
No way!
No, I didn't have to pull him up all the way. I just had to get him over his knees.
You pulled up in a lad's pants.
On the top of a ladder.
Oh my, that's probably what started you robbing them.
Yeah, she went, I get PJ. So I came out and I was there, what the?
What age were you at this stage?
Oh, I was young, maybe 11 or 12 or something.
Jesus.
I was, what the fuck? And she goes, help.
You never put that in the book.
She'll pull up his trousers. I was there, what? But I was too afraid.
Yeah.
So I only pulled him up over his knee so he could move his leg down.
Because you don't want to be getting too close to old man arse or anything like
and
that.
Then, and pulling him up over his bits.
And when you were pulling his trousers up, was your face height more or less his?
No, I was pushing, I was doing it like over my head. Do you know that way?
Over your head.
Yeah, yeah. So I got like level with sort of my nipples where his belt line was at his ankles. And I just pushed him up over.
Trying not to look.
I'm pushing him over. And he was like.
And him shouting at you.
And yeah, I know he was just there. Oh, I think I can move now. And he came down and he had to come all the way down the ladder, turn around, bend over and pull up his trousers. He's mortified. We were mortified.
You'd imagine if they slipped down that easily that getting them back up wouldn't have been quite the ordeal.
Took fucking three of us to get them back up. Yeah. Took three of us. Yeah. Took me mad to tell him to get down the ladder and me to hold him over his knees. Yeah. Poor fella. The poor fella. Yeah.
What a photograph.
I haven't thought of that for years.
That would have been the most amazing.
It's
a shame that was probably pre-video cameras and everything.
I know. Imagine beyond you being framed. I would have got 50 quid for that. £50. Yeah.
Did he invite you around much after that?
Never heard from him again. Never spoke to any of us. Never spoke to any of us.
Yeah, he probably never left the house again with the embarrassment of it.
Yeah. I was one of them, always had a short and tight. That's what I remember thinking. You know.
And was he? Did he get a nickname in the community or anything? Is it only you and your man that ever witnessed it?
As far as I'm aware. Well, no, everyone who drove past.
That's what I was
going to
say. Which original? Was this the house in Clontarf or was this?
It was Clontarf.
Oh my God, literally. So he's on the seafront on a ladder with his dress.
Oh no, it was the older house. It wasn't the seafront. Whistling away. Rush hour traffic. About 300 cars every 5 minutes, and he's like,
that would have been crashes and everything.
Just doing me gutters.
What's that? There's some young lad is pulling down a fella's pants on a ladder there.
That's why, hey, leave him alone, you fucking pervert. I'm trying to help him. I'm not a pervert, I'm only 11.
That is an amazing story.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thankfully, he wasn't the other lad who was deaf, though. They're not the same person.
No, that was the other
house. Thank God for
that. That was my old
age. You'd some mad neighbours you had.
Yeah.
That's your next book, isn't it?
And I'll never forget my ma saying.
PJ's next book is Neighbor. You think I was fucking mad? Wait.
See the elf, poor elf lads, but you lived next to. And I remember my ma saying, it's happened to us all.
And you were looking at your ma going, what?
So I've never seen that happen before. And I certainly never seen that happen since. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And as soon as, of course, he came down the ladder, he had to go for a slash.
Yeah, of course he did.
The trauma alone.
Like
Jesus, the shock.
It's going to take them back off. It's like these bleeding trousers.
They're up and down like that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like a sewing machine, these trousers, the way they go up and down.
Oh, dear Lord. Right. Anyway, listen, we better give you some of the best bits from during the week before PJ needs to go for a slash again. So anyway, here's what we had. We were discussing TV during the week, but not sort of necessarily, you know, the actual stuff that's on television, not the content of the programmes or whatever. No, the weird habits that seem to happen around TV.
Run alongside, yeah.
Mm. Also, we were talking about Harry Potter. You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard. Wait, you hear this? I feel so sorry for these lads.
Yeah. Because you know the way Harry Potter fans, to be fair, they are full on.
Oh, yeah. And in fairness, you know, like, you'd feel sorry for them before this story happened, to be honest.
Also, we were chatting about Irish names during the week. Because apparently, was it a story that Irish names are considered the hardest or the most mispronounced or something?
The most mispronounced names in the world are Irish names, and one in particular.
Yeah, and the weird thing about that is, you might say, well, that's fair enough, people don't understand, whatever, but trust me, wait till the end of that story, it gets bizarre.
If you think there was a twist in the Harry Potter story, wait till you see the twist in this one.
And also, of course, BJ can never let an entire week go by without seizing on an opportunity to give me a severe kicking.
There's no kicking.
Verbal kicking, I might add.
No kicking.
Oh, yeah. You believe it or not, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? PJ managed to find a story that involved apes.
It's
and primates and monkeys and gorillas.
Literally, this show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Jim's ancestors. All will be revealed.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Watching TV now is a very different experience too. Back in the day when you needed permission for the bishop for a party. Like, there was, you know, annoying TV habits back then where, like, if you were watching the show together and the ad came on and someone went out to get something and then the show starts again, you'd be like, come in, you're missing it!
Yeah.
You're missing it! And they'd come in and you couldn't pause the TV, so you'd have to explain to them what happened, which meant you missed more.
Yeah.
You know, all these things.
And but also, it would have been that, and back then as well, let's face it, loads of people would have had literally their TV. It wouldn't have been all this about multiple TVs and having one in your bedroom or in that carry-on.
None
of
that.
Would have been like one TV and there would have been the row over what do you watch
what
on
you
that
watch?
TV.
On the four stations you may have had.
Yeah. And basically, you know, if your ma or dad were in the house, they pretty much ruled the roost.
Well, that was it, yeah.
You were going to end up watching the news.
The news, yeah. Your dad, you know, there might be something funny on it. There's never anything funny on it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that watching TV now, there's different, newer, annoying habits in this day and age, you know? And they ask people, what are those? Stuff like flicking through loads of stations when you can just look at the TV guide, just press the button and read what's on.
Yeah.
Instead of going, oh no, oh, there's that garbage. Oh, John, you know, flick, the constant flicking.
That's,
or you've so
I'm
much
guilty
choice
of that.
That you spend 2 hours picking what you'd want to watch.
Actually, more so
instead
that
of just picking anything at all and sitting through it. You know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am absolutely 100% guilty of that.
Mr. Indecisive, yeah.
Drives Yvonne mad.
Jim wears four pairs of socks because he can't decide which pair was the right ones.
No, but I'd be, you know, especially if you're going to sort of, if you're sitting down to eat something, you know, if you're having your meal or something,
yeah,
in front,
yeah,
of the telly. And it's like, it's almost like you need to get that sorted before I can get started.
And that's it, your dinner's,
and like, you know, you're going, your dinner's literally gone cold there. Like, it just doesn't matter. Just leave anything on. No, no, just,
oh, no,
say,
no.
Don't, was that any good? Just read the description here.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'd like that.
I know, subtitles, I can't eat and read at the same time. I'm not going to be up for that.
Yeah, I would be, yeah.
All of that's, yeah, that's a new one. And then, like, and then there's the whole, you know, when you're watching something with someone and they're flicking through their phone and then they go, wait a minute, what's after happening there? You know, well, if you had been actually looking at it, you'd know what happened. And we've so many remote controls in the house as well that you didn't even have them. The youngest person in the house was the remote control when we were young.
Yeah,
you
get know, up and change
get
that.
Up and change. Now you sit down on a remote control, you turn everything off. Everyone's like, oh, for God's sake. And you've got like six remote controls to figure out which one is the one.
Yeah.
That you never know. I never know.
No,
anyway.
Absolutely, 100%. Because for whatever reason, you know, your television has one blooming thing and then whatever system you're using has something else. And
but
and
everything
there's also
is
those
control.
Those people that might have dodgy boxes or whatever, and there might be multiple ones in there.
Yeah, no, the bogeys, yeah.
So you have to be careful. You don't know which box you're on.
Oh, yeah. And those people, they'd be saying, let's watch this, and it doesn't work. And they're like, oh, this is outrageous.
Don't know why I pay for this.
What am I about? Yeah. And our customer service. Ring her. Come here, Tony. What's the story with this thing?
Right. I'll meet you in the car park.
Yeah, I'll meet you in the car. What does that mean?
I'll give you a new one.
That means I'm no TV till Monday. Well, what can a fella do? So it's a different world.
And that thing with the phones as well, you know, people scrolling through their phones. Do you ever get that thing where you get annoyed just because somebody's not watching it?
Yeah, I do.
Even though
it's
nothing to do with you. You could be like, you can still enjoy your whatever.
I thought we were watching it together.
That's exactly. And people go, are you watching this? Are you?
Like, yeah. Well, you go, you're not. You're texting some WhatsApp group full of idiots. I just need to send one message.
Yeah.
Well, you were sending it for long enough there. You're after missing the mortar and everything.
Yeah, you're taking it kind of personally. Are you watching this now?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We may as well not watch it at all.
Will you put the phone down, will you? And then the worst thing is she puts it down. You're sitting there going, jeez, you never stop. And then I hear mine go, and I'm dying to see what that is now.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Wait, you hear this, okay? Yesterday, there was a huge scare at a hotel over in Lancashire, right? So a guy came rushing down to the reception in the hotel and says, you've got to call the police. I've just seen a man, a hooded man in the lift, and he's holding a huge knife. He was walking out of the lift and through the corridor. You've got to call the police.
Wow.
And they were like, okay, where did he go? What floor was it? All this, you know. The police arrived. They looked from the outside. They saw somebody, a silhouette of somebody moving what looked to be a large knife with two other people, you know.
Mm.
They were like, right, armed response unit was in. Armed response unit into the hotel. Police, open up! Blah, blah, blah. They opened up. It wasn't a knife. It was a Harry Potter enthusiast with a large wand practicing spells with his two friends for a convention the following day. And needless to say, they had an awful fright.
Yeah. Your average Harry Potter fan probably isn't used to SWAT teams.
So the police were the armed police. So get down on the ground, get down. He goes, I was doing Venetian Folly Oakham. Please don't shoot.
My God.
There was three of them, and one of them
was he in full garb? Was he was dressed up? No way.
And he was practicing his spells for the other two lads who were sitting. They had the room rented together, you know.
Yeah.
And the other two lads are watching them doing
Elatium Trabadum.
And the other two lads were sitting there watching. And they thought it was two guys being threatened by a man with a machete.
I mean, even the idea that somebody practicing their spells.
I don't mean to knock Harry Potter fans, but no, practicing your spells with three adults practicing spells in the hotel room.
What? Yeah. So did they make it? Did they turn a lamp into a frog grunting or what?
Well, the police were asked. Now that you ask, I will say the police, obviously because an armed response unit and all turned up, inquiries were made and they did say, we were unable to reveal whether any spells were cast. We did confirm, though, no harm was caused to any other residents.
Yeah.
So we could
lucky, they added then at the end of it, yeah. Well, lucky we got there just before we did the Castadium Idadium spell, which could have been fatal for everybody.
Yeah. Well, no, that would have turned the whole hotel into rabbits. It would have been unbelievable.
Yeah. So luckily we got there in time and took him down before he produced the heavy artillery spells later in the day.
But it's a comical thing. It's no sign of Voldemort, actually, one of the cops said, which is kind of a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
Probably when they came out, it was like, what happened? Well, there's no sign of Voldemort anyway, so they're all right.
Can you imagine the armed response unit trying to hold it together when they saw your man in his full Harry Potter garb?
Absolutely waving. Terrifying.
Probably didn't even have a proper wand. It's probably like a spoon, a wooden spoon turned around. Yeah. I don't even have a proper wand. Yeah. Like, it's not even powerful.
It's not even a powerful wand. It's a coat hanger I just took out of the thing. The pretend scar on his head. And the two lads say, I told you not to practice spells by the window. Anything could have happened.
The two lads watching your man practicing probably thought, my God, he's out there conjuring up an entire armed response unit.
He's out there summoning the special branch. It's incredible. I knew you were powerful, Gerard, but this is another level.
Oh, my God.
I remember years ago I was doing a gig with Jason Bourne and I had this ridiculous trick, magic trick, where I had fake legs, you know. And I wrapped them up in a blanket after the show and I ran across Dame Street. And an unmarked Garda car stopped and says, hey, what have you got there? Because I realised then I was holding it as if it would have been a shotgun, you know. And I was
You were holding fake
two
legs.
Two fake legs, yeah. And an unmarked guard kind of, hey, what do you got there? And I had to unwrap them and it was two sweeping brushes with runners stuck on the end. And they were like, where are you going with them? I was like, home. I've just done a comedy show. They were like, how did it go? I was like, not great. Yeah. Wow. So I can sort of sympathise a little bit with these lads. It's just
Did they arrest him or anything for any reason? No,
nobody was arrested.
That's a shame.
It was completely harmless. It was an absolute misunderstanding.
Would have been brilliant.
The call to the police was made in good faith, so nobody's in trouble.
It's
nobody.
A shame. Yeah, it would have been great for like just to have the mug shots and all in the gear.
In the gear, the glasses crooked, the little lightning bolt on his head
drawn on the marker.
Yeah, Gryffindor and tears running down his face.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
You do have to be careful. Lots can be put into a name.
Lot can be put into a name. And believe it or not, there's this great little bit of research today that says Irish names are among the most mispronounced names in the world. Because the Irish diaspora is all over the world, more so than a lot of nationalities. Irish names are everywhere.
So you're saying people mispronounce Irish names more than Asian or... Eastern European or...
Yeah. Believe it or not, and the most mispronounced name in the world is Sean, spelled S-E-A for the N. Is the most...
Sean.
Because there's more Seans than there is, say, Sinead's, Siobhan's, Una's, Aoife's, all the other names that get badly pronounced.
They won't be able to tell you in the article, will they, how people mispronounce Sean.
Cyan? Yeah. Is there a Cyan? It'd be like...
Cyan? Is there
Yeah, sane. Is there a sane here?
Sane.
Be all those things, yeah. And of course, Siobhan gets pronounced Siobhan, and Sinead is Sinead, and Deirdre gets pronounced Deirdre.
I understand all of that. It's just, again, more so than... Because there's a lot more of other people.
There's a lot more people
with, like, you know, Spanish ethnicity and, you know, as I say, Asian ethnicity and stuff like that. You'd imagine there'd be just way more of them.
You would have thought so, but what really makes me laugh about this survey is they got the most mispronounced names, right?
Mm.
And they put them in a list in order, right? And here it goes. So there's Era, Deirdre, Siobhan, Niamh, Kira, Caitlin, Maeve, and then Kevin... And Alan.
Kevin.
How do you mispronounce Kevin or Alan?
Kevin and Alan.
Who looks at Kevin and goes, hey, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin. Or Alan. Hey, Alan. Who does that?
Alan. Alan. Where's Alan?
Yeah, I know I've called you Jim Maccabe a few times, Mr. Maccabe. But, like, how do you mispronounce Kevin or Alan? I don't know how anyone could pronounce those wrong.
Did they even get qualified as Irish names? Kevin, I suppose, maybe, but Alan. Surely Alan's a guy.
If you can mispronounce those names, you can mispronounce any name. My name...
You're not even trying.
My name's two letters.
Imagine somebody mispronouncing your name.
Hey, Pidgeu.
Yeah, Pidgeu.
Hey, Pidge.
I don't know who this guy is. It's just that he doesn't even have a vowel in his name. It's weird. He's just called Pidge. Pidge.
His name is a sound. Hey, Pidge. Yeah, Pidge.
Wow.
Oh, no, yeah, it's hilarious, isn't it?
That is.
Like, if we can mispronounce those names, you can mispronounce any name.
I'd love to know.
Tony.
I'd love to know what Tanae. They
came up. Tony. You know? Hey, Don! Tula! Like, there's loads of them you could just not pronounce if you can't get those right, surely!
Yeah, Alan in particular is a... I just think that... I'm just trying to think of anything else that you could say to get it wrong.
If there's any Alans out here
that have been called anything else.
That have been called anything else other than Alan,
yeah.
Please let us know.
Please text in.
I'd love to know.
Please text in to Psh and Jim.
And Jime.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There is something weird about why... It's just a human condition to find the fun.
In everything.
In kind of...
It's not even a human condition.
What do you mean?
I have great news for you. Great news.
For me?
Yeah. Because you say it's a human condition to find laughter. Well, what's the origins of laughter? Where does it come from? Turns out apes, primates... were the ones that discovered jokes and started laughter over 4,000 years ago. They reckon apes in Mesopotamia. And Jim remembers this well. He was around at the time. You know, it was probably one of Jim's jokes that they all started laughing at. Jim was probably came out and he did a... Hey, lads, look at this. Look, it's like a fake leg.
This is like the perfect storm for you coming together. Old gags and primates.
Yeah, well, look,
combining.
It ticks all the boxes. That's what I'm saying. You'll be delighted. It was so unbelievably, they reckon they found the origin of laughter, that it was apes before humans were even on the planet. Jim and his mates were wandering around. Here, who the hell, your man? Here, knock, knock. What's there? That joke changed into a who's there when we built for hall doors. Knock, knock, what's there? Isabel, what? Is a bell necessary on a bike? You'll get that in a couple of thousand years as well.
So you're saying we were ahead of our time?
Miles ahead of your time.
Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah.
Miles ahead of your time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, does it happen to give an example of what a classic ape joke would have been?
It does, actually, nothing in particular, but slapstick stuff. So, basically, you know, tripping the lads up and all and seeing. This is why Jim loves other people's misfortune. It's in his DNA to watch somebody get hurt or fall off a tree he finds it hilarious. Farts and all, they'd be mad into that, you know. Hey, keep that, I'm eating me bananas. Calm down, you. So there'll be loads of that going on.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Mind you, I mean, I'm still probably using some of those jokes now.
Yeah.
from 4,000 years ago.
Sure, I was riding on the same set for years as well. There's nothing to be ashamed of there.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's why Jim probably moved to Roundwood. He found another load of mad ape lads that he could make laugh all the time. Yeah.
Brilliant. Apes are the origins of comedy.
The origins of the original comedians.
You're welcome.
On the planet. Who knew they were doing something funny. And they did things just to make others laugh.
Wow.
Apes did it, yeah.
And you think, similar to you, they slagged each other about having hairy backs and, you know what I mean?
Well, everyone would have hairy backs. Back then it was, here's a little baldy back now. Look at the state of him. Yeah. That's what the first humans came along. They were like, here's baldy back. This lad, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know? So it was a different time. As they say, a different time.
But it just goes to show, though, if it was... What did you say,
you
slapstick?
You couldn't get away with the stuff now the apes are getting saying back then, Jim.
Why, was it not PC?
No. Oh, not PC at all, no,
they
Jim.
Probably shown their bottoms and everything.
Oh, they were there, yeah. Oh. The orangutan.
Windmills. And
orangutans coming around, no clothes on, no. Oh, it was really rough old stuff. Terrible old stuff. Stuff you wouldn't do nowadays. You know, that's what all the chimps are saying in the jungle these days. You can't say that now.
Oh, my God. Look what you've started. Somebody's literally texted in an ape gag. What's yellow and smells like bananas? Monkey sick. That's terrible. Oh, my God.
It's terrible. It's gone. Yeah.
Hopefully it was of a better standard than that.
I would have said now that it wouldn't even be at that standard, you know?
Yeah.
Like when a five-year-old tells you a joke, you know the way they don't understand the concepts of joke.
Yeah.
Jokes, you know? So it's like, why did the horse jump on a poo? And you're like, why did the... Because it bounces. And you're like, oh, right, yeah. And you have to pretend it's hilarious. I'd say there was a lot of that back in the day.
Brilliant.
Obviously the Jungle Boogie Comedy Club, you know.
It's obviously all in the delivery, actually. I even found your five-year-old joke quite entertaining.
Well, of course.
But then, in fairness, I am the origin
of
comedy.
You have it, yeah. It's literally your time.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from... I always hate saying best bits. You know what I mean? Because it makes it sound like we only do four decent things in an entire week.
I know.
And I'll have you know, we're hilarious all the time.
Mm. Well, there was a few weeks now we could only find three, but there's supposed to be four. But there you go.
Yeah, good point, actually. That's fair enough. What does the week ahead hold? Is there anything of...
What's holding now this week? It's actually quiet.
Good.
Yeah, the weekend will be a bit mad. but it'll be quiet other than that, yeah.
Yeah. No, tell you something, you saying the weekend will be a bit mad. There's people out there going, Jesus, if PJ thinks it's going to be mad, what the hell is going to... The world's
going
to end.
Yeah. They're going, this is the fella who pulled up an old lad's trousers.
And he says he's looking forward to a mad weekend.
He says he's looking forward to a mad weekend.
Yeah, God only knows.
God only knows what that is.
Hold the front page, I'd say.
There'll definitely be trousers off. Anyway, that's for sure.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.